¿Cómo han estado?
Have you been?
No me digan que tienen calor.
Don't tell me that you're hot.
Este es el día que hizo Jehová.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Nos alegraremos y nos gozaremos en él. Amen.
We will be glad and rejoice in it. Amen.
No importa lo que el enemigo quiera decir o mostrar.
It doesn't matter what the enemy wants to show.
Dios está con nosotros, amén.
God is with us, amen.
Esa es su palabra.
That is his word.
Dios con nosotros.
God is with us.
Voy a tratar de ser breve, sé que están cansados con el calor.
Perhaps because of the heat, everybody seems tired, so we'll try to be brief.
Es importante, hermanos.
But it's important.
Poder venir a alabar a Dios.
To be able to come and worship God.
Dejar nuestras cargas.
To leave aside our burdens.
¿Quién no tiene cargas?
He has no burdens.
Levante las manos.
Lift up your hands if you don't have any burdens.
Todos arrastramos alguna, amen.
All of us.
Pero el Señor está con nosotros.
But the Lord is with us, amen.
Y si Dios es con nosotros,
if God is for us,
nosotros,
who can be against us?
Amen.
Amen.
Que tener esa fe y esa confianza.
We need to have that faith and that
que
trust.
Dios está en medio nuestro, como poderoso gigante.
As a powerful giant, he goes before us.
También el próximo, la próxima semana.
Also next week.
Creo que los niños mayores.
I think that the older children.
Van a empezar a tener sus clases.
They're going to start having their classes.
Maestros.
With teachers.
Amén.
Amen.
Porque ya están grandes para las clases de escuela dominical.
The older kids are probably a little too old now for Sunday school.
With algo que quería pedir.
Something that I was going to ask.
Es si me ayudan a orar.
He said, you help me to pray.
Que si la voluntad de Dios,
and if the will of God
he puesto un pequeño billón,
has placed a small
para que hagamos una conferencia de mujeres en el mes de junio, fines de junio, principio de julio.
Request that we have a women's conference at the end of June, beginning of July.
Tenemos que movernos, hermano.
We need to move, brother.
Tenemos que hacer algo.
We need to do something.
No podemos quedarnos sentados o quietos.
We can't stay seated or quiet.
Yo creo que tenemos que avanzar.
But we need to advance.
Amen.
Amen.
Yo he estado ya hace alrededor de unos 15 días o tal vez más.
I've been for the last 2 weeks, perhaps.
He estado en ayuno, en oración.
Been fasting and praying.
Y lo compartí con algunas hermanas solamente.
And I shared it with a few sisters.
Hoy quiero compartir esta palabra con ustedes.
But today I want to share this word with you.
Tengo una palabra de parte del apóstol para la iglesia también.
There's also a word on behalf of the apostle for the church.
Gonzalo.
I'm not sure if Gonz has it ready upstairs.
Para que lo puedan escuchar también ustedes.
So that you can also hear it as well.
Es importante que las promesas.
It's important that the promises
or
the prophecies that God gives us, that we share.
Si no quedan en el aire, quedan vacía.
In other words, they remain
pierden,
in the air, nobody takes them, and they're lost, and nobody does anything
entonces
with them.
Importante.
And so it's important
que cada palabra que venga sobre nosotros, sobre la iglesia, sobre nuestras vidas personales,
any word that comes upon us, the church, our lives personally, that we take them.
Y la proclamemos.
And then we proclaim them.
Fíjese que Dios dijo hágase la luz y la luz se hizo.
God said that there be light and the light was done.
Se hizo a través de lo que proclamamos.
What we proclaim is done. Amen.
Es importante nuestra proclamación.
Our proclamation is important.
Proclamamos para bien o para mal.
We proclaim for good or for bad.
Pero nuestra proclamación se cumple.
But our proclamation is fulfilled.
Fíjese que todas las veces que Dios habló,
all the times that God spoke,
trajo de lo que no se veía, lo trajo a lo que se veía.
What wasn't seen, he brought it into what is seen.
Entonces es importante que nosotros entendamos.
It's important to understand
that. Nuestra proclamación es importante.
That our proclamation is important.
Vivimos en fe o vivimos en derrota.
Whether we live in faith or defeat.
Declaramos enfermedad o declaramos salud.
We declare illness or we declare health.
Amén. No creo en la proclamación positiva de la nueva era. No me confundan.
Don't confuse me. I'm not talking about the positive proclamation of the new era that they say.
Pero sí que la proclamación es
but the proclamation
positiva.
that they are positive.
Dice que comeremos.
It says that we will eat.
Que nuestro vientre se llenará de la palabra que hablemos.
That our teeth will be full of the word that we speak.
Entonces es importante que lo entendamos.
And so it's important to understand it, amen?
¿Está pronta la...
Have we got that video ready?
No sé, espero que se escuche bien.
I hope this one comes out well with sound.
Es un audio.
No lo sé. No lo escribí antes, en verdad. Bendiciones. Amada Pastora María, yo lo sé, no le escribí antes en verdad, porque era algo de Dios que me decía que ore y ore, Dios sabe cuánto ayuno he sacado por usted, por la congregación, contestaba a veces, ponía me gusta, veía lo que escribía Ruth y todas esas cosas, pero hermana, Dios en el 2018 va a tener un trato bien diferente con la iglesia y usted será consolada, porque va a ser restaurada, va a haber una gran cosecha de alma y Dios lo va a alegrar con algo. Sí, en este momento es lo que Dios me da. No tengo la claridad que hay, pero Dios lo va a alegrar. Hay algo que Dios va a colocar en su casa y lo va a alegrar. Sí, ahí en su hogar, y va a ser una bendición tremenda. Y bueno, y yo espero también, lo antes posible, yo después de febrero vuelvo de Israel y si Dios me permite, yo quisiera estar en marzo con ustedes. Así que ore y presente a la iglesia y vamos a ver cómo Dios encamina todas las cosas. Quiero hablar con el hermano de Sydney también, Casey, así que todas esas cosas. Un abrazo grande para usted, para su yerno, su hija. Dios la rebendiga, todos los hermanos, y tenga algo por certero. Nunca deje de orar. Y le llamo y le hablo con lágrimas en los ojos porque sé lo duro que es. Hermana, vamos para adelante. Hay algo glorioso que Dios tiene. La amo en Cristo entrañablemente y Dios sabe que digo verdad. En el nombre de Jesucristo, bendecido 2018 por usted y su familia y la iglesia de Melbourne.
Sé que es un...
Those are the words given to us by the apostle.
Quiero leerles una palabra.
Just want to read a word to you.
Espero que la puedan entender.
I hope you can understand it.
Una palabra que el Señor me dio.
A word that was given to me.
Estando en ayuno y oración.
Being in fasting and in prayer.
A las 4 de la mañana.
Being there at 4 in the morning,
sentí como un dolor en mi pecho.
I felt like a pain in my chest.
Me senté en la cama.
And I sat on the bed, I had been praying.
Estaba tratando de dormirme cuando sentí esa puntada en mi corazón.
I was trying to fall asleep when I felt like that that pain. I stood up.
Y le pregunté, Señor, ¿quieres hablar?
And I said, Lord, do you want to speak?
Inmediatamente me llevó.
Immediately he then took me.
Tomé la Biblia.
I took the Bible and opened it.
El Señor me habló.
The Lord spoke to me.
Isaiah 54.
I cried till 6 in the morning.
Because
the love of God is incredible.
Como decía Gabriel, ¿verdad?
As Gabriel was saying,
no hay amor más grande que él nos pueda dar.
There is no greater love than the one that he can give us.
¿Cómo respondemos nosotros a ese amor tan profundo, tan grande que él tiene?
Answer back to that love, that great love that he has for us sometimes. Isaiah 54. There he's speaking to the people of Israel. But through the scripture there you will see that it was something personal. Something that God spoke to me personally. To my heart.
Pero creo que también incumbe a la iglesia.
But I think it also uncovers the church.
Solo uno no puede hacer la obra de Dios.
Because one alone cannot do the work of God.
Lo tienen, hermano.
Do you have it there, brother?
Así sentado, quédese sentado, hermano.
There, brother, if you want, you can remain seated.
Está muy caliente.
I know that it is very hot today.
Voy a tratar de ser lo más breve. Dice así la palabra del Señor.
The word of God there, it says,
regocíjate, o estéril, la que no daba a luz. Levanta canción y da voces de júbilo, la que nunca estuvo de parto. Más son los hijos de la desamparada que los de la casada, ha dicho Jehová.
Sing, O barren, you who have not borne. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who have not labored with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married woman, says the Lord.
Ensancha el sitio de tu tienda, y las cortinas de tus habitaciones sean extendidas. No seas escasa, alarga tus cuerdas y refuerza tus estacas.
Enlarge the place of your tent, and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes.
Porque te extenderás a la mano derecha y a la mano izquierda, y tu descendencia le dará naciones y habitará las ciudades asoladas.
For you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited.
No temas, pues no serás confundida, y no te avergüences, porque no serás afrentada, sino que te olvidarás de la vergüenza de tu juventud, y la afrenta de tu viudez no tendrá más memoria.
Do not fear, for you will not be ashamed, neither be disgraced, for you will not be put to shame, for you will forget the shame of your youth, and will not remember the reproach of your widowhood anymore.
Porque tu marido es tu hacedor, Jehová de los ejércitos es su nombre, y tu Redentor, el Santo de Israel, Dios de toda la tierra, se le ha llamado.
For your Maker is your husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. He is called the God of the whole earth.
Porque como mujer abandonada y triste de espíritu te llamó Jehová, y como la esposa de la juventud que es repudiada, dijo el Dios tuyo.
For the Lord has called you like a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, like a youthful wife when you were refused, says your God.
Por un breve momento te abandoné, pero te recogeré con grande misericordia.
For a mere moment I have forsaken you, but with great mercies I will gather you.
Con un poco de ira escondí mi rostro de ti por un momento, pero con misericordia eterna tendré compasión de ti.
With a little wrath, I hid my face from you for a moment, but with everlasting kindness, I will have mercy on you.
Porque esto me será como los días de Noé, cuando juré que nunca más las aguas de Noé pasarían sobre la tierra. Así he jurado que no me enojaré contra ti, ni te reñiré.
For this is like the waters of Noah to me. For as I have written, that the waters of Noah would no longer cover the earth, so I have sworn that I will not be angry with you, nor rebuke you.
Porque los montes se moverán y los collados temblarán, pero no se apartará de ti mi misericordia, ni el pacto de mi paz se quebrantará, dijo Jehová, el que tiene misericordia de ti.
For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord who has mercy on you.
Pobrecita, fatigada, con tempestad sin consuelo. He aquí que yo cimentaré tus piedras sobre carbunclo y sobre zafiro te fundaré.
O you afflicted ones, tossed with tempest and not comforted, behold, I will lay your stones with colorful gems and lay your foundations with sapphires.
Tus ventanas pondré de piedras preciosas, tus puertas de piedra de carbunclo y todas tus murallas de piedras preciosas.
I will make your pinnacles of rubies, your gates of crystal, and all your walls of precious stones.
Y todos tus hijos serán enseñados por Jehová, y se multiplicará la paz de tus hijos.
All your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children.
Con justicia serás adornada, estarás lejos de opresión porque no temerás, y de temor porque no se acercará a ti.
In righteousness you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression. for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you.
Si alguno conspirare contra ti, lo hará sin mí. El que contra ti conspirare, delante de ti caerá.
Indeed, they shall surely assemble, but not because of me. Whoever assembles against you shall fall for your sake.
He aquí que yo hice el herrero que sopla las aguas en el fuego y que saca la herramienta para su obra, y yo he creado el destruidor para destruir.
Behold, I have created the blacksmith who blows the coals in the fire, who brings forth an instrument for his work, and I have created the spoiler to destroy.
Ningún arma forjada contra ti prosperará, y condenará toda lengua con que se levante contra ti en juicio. Esta es la herencia de los siervos de Jehová, y su salvación de mí vendrá, dijo Jehová.
No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord.
Creo que esta palabra habla por sí sola.
I believe that this word speaks for itself.
A pesar de que tal vez tiene otra connotación.
In spite of perhaps it has a separate meaning at this moment.
Yo la recibí con todo mi corazón.
I received this word with all my heart.
La recibí.
I received it.
Porque entendí que Dios me estaba diciendo que Él es Jehová.
Because I understood that he was saying he is the Lord the
Redeemer.
I understood that he is with me. As he is with each one of you. He does not leave us alone.
No importa lo que estemos pasando,
it doesn't matter what we're going through.
Valle de sombra, de muerte que estemos pasando.
Through the valleys of death.
Él siempre está con nosotros.
Or shadow that we're going through. He is with us.
Que hay problemas.
That there are problems.
Siempre hay problemas.
There will always be problems.
Pero si Dios es con nosotros, ¿quién contra nosotros?
But if God is with us, who can be against us?
Yo quisiera que en esta tarde ustedes pudieran entender.
What today I would like for you to comprehend.
Pero de lo profundo de su corazón.
Is that from the depth of your heart.
Necesitamos volver a estas sendas antiguas.
That we need to return to these old ancient paths.
Ensanchar el sitio de nuestras tiendas.
We need to enlighten the size of our tents.
Necesitamos.
We need to lengthen our cords and strengthen our stakes.
No sé, veo con, a veces con tanto desaliento.
See so much.
Que no hay compromiso con la obra de Dios.
Sometimes there's no encouragement with God. How many of us are out here
today? En el infierno va a ser mucho
it's because it's hot.
But
forgive me, the reality is in hell it's even hotter than it's.
Porque llueve, porque hace frío.
Because it's raining, because it's cold.
Siempre tenemos alguna excusa para no estar.
There's always an excuse to not be in the house of God.
¿Sabe?
And you know,
veía en, por el Facebook, veía
I was watching on Facebook a church.
Estaba con el barro hasta los tobillos.
They had the dirt
torrencial.
Up to their ankles. It was raining heavily.
Un toldo de plástico.
They were under a tin shed, a tin roof. But could you imagine the joy the people had, how they prayed, how they worshipped? Yet we always find excuses to not worship. I know that the heat is uncomfortable. But just imagine for an instant. For an instant. How much the Lord He suffered up there on that cross, just for an instant. He didn't say, no, no, I'm coming down now because I've suffered too much. What did He say? If He had come down from that cross, we wouldn't be saved today. He went until the final consequences. Until the final consequences. He suffered. He was mistreated. He was spat upon. What did they do to him? But when he was there,
le dijo, Señor, Padre, perdónalos.
On the cross, he said, Father, forgive them.
No saben lo que es.
For they do not know what they do. Sometimes I ask myself, are we in that group that we don't know what we do? That we don't value?
La salvación tan hermosa que tenemos,
that precious salvation we have in
Christ.
That we're giving our feet to the
enemy.
Instead of truly seeking God with all our hearts. That it's hot, that it's cold, that the sun comes out. We always have excuses. But God is seated at His throne. And He waits. He waits on us. To continue. In spite of. In spite of the trials, the storms, He wants us to continue. And for me, it's not easy. And perhaps it never will be. But I'm here. And with these promises of God, even stronger and more firm. Because if He is with me, every way will be filled. Look, this house, we've seen it full of His glory. In May, we'll be here for 23 years. We've seen healings, physical healing, spiritual
healings.
We've seen deliverances.
We
have seen the pouring out of the Holy Spirit in the middle of the praise. Many times you can't even preach. Where is that glory? Is it gone? Did it leave? We need to retake what belongs to us as a church, as a body in Christ. The Lord says that the later glory will be greater than the former glory. I take that. I believe it, but it's you also who needs to believe it, because you need to seek for it. We make a call to the altar, and no one comes forward. We've lost the altar now. And that's something to fear. Because then many seek prayers outwards, or that others put their hands upon them. But here, your house, you didn't receive it. I don't truly understand it. I know that my brother, Pastor Miguel, there is holiness in his life. In my life, you give
testimony.
And the young people try to preach. They live also a clean
life.
But the calling is made and nobody comes
forward.
But then they go out anyway.
Because
so and so comes over from the United States. And then they walk a sheep that makes their heads. And you know what? You don't know. You don't know the life of that man. Perhaps he is a man anointed by God. You need to study that man that anointed by God. Because not everything that shines is God. What do you receive?
Petición,
blessing?
Maldición.
Or curse?
We
need to be careful with those things.
Casa.
This is our house.
Y en ella tratamos de vivir lo más limpiamente posible.
And in it we try and live
no ser piedra de tropiezo para ustedes,
as clean as possible. To not be a stumbling block to you, to the house
no
of God.
Si me entienden,
I don't know if you comprehend. But it's important for you to comprehend. We are losing the altar. How many times has the altar been called for? Pastor, Miguel, myself, nobody comes forward. It's not that you have to come forward because you have a
need.
But come forward because your life is moved by the Holy Spirit. Sometimes when there's a coldness, that is felt. I don't know how the musicians manage to be able to worship or to take people into the praise and worship because it's cold. Hands are closed, hands in the sides, hands in the pockets. We don't stand up. I don't know what is being lost. I don't know. But I ask you, in the name of the Lord, to search God.
¿Sabe? Porque lo único que podemos
because anything that we can transmit to anyone else is what we live. Is our life of worship. Is our search for God. Do you comprehend me? That is something tremendous in my heart. Because I see the church like I've never seen it before. I know that we're still going through a process. But it's a process for us to rise up, not to fall. A process so that we can come out of this together. I can understand many
things.
I know the place here that my husband knew, occupied, nobody can fill it. Because that was him. It was him. His shoes were his shoes. That weren't our shoes. Not much, the pastors, the youth, myself. We try to do the best. Our ways. So that the principal foundation for you to receive the word, it's that the word edifies. For the word to help you grow, to mature. That's the point. I know that perhaps time is too short to try and get used to, but we need to do it. We need to achieve it because we need to continue it. Because we can't close the church, the doors of the church and leave. The challenge is before us.
We're
in the process. The process that we're in is the one that will take us to a different stage. I believe that a greater process than nobody else is going through. But that's why I wanted to read this word today. Because this word, it lifted me up, it made me cry. It did it all, but it made me comprehend that God is with me, that He is with you, that He does not leave us. Perhaps in this morning I was reflecting, was thinking perhaps this is the time, the time that you lift me up, that we can only see you, your face. But you're there. You are with us. And I know that you take us in your arms. Because this is perhaps the most crucial moment of the church. But the question I want to ask is, what do you see? Do you believe that God? Is a God without vision, without goals? Our church has a vision, it has a goal. And it's like sometimes some perhaps forget about those goals. But we have a vision, something that we will achieve because we have to achieve it. But with as passive as we are, we're not going to reach it. Because there is no desire to advance. Every day we're just doing the same things. And I think that it's time for us to begin. Not to walk anymore, but to run. You know the word in Matthew 24? Wars, rumors of wars. But it's still not the end. There will be earthquakes. And I believe that we are living through all this now. That we're all living through this now. And truly, every day they find a new earthquake, a new tsunami. Do you believe that we are at the end now? I don't know about you, but I know that the Lord is at the gates. Yes? says that we ought to be as his wrath passes through. But that he will lift us up.
Él va a venir por su pueblo.
He comes for his people. He comes for his church. But he expects to find a glorious church, a victorious church, full of his power, his mercy, his grace. Instead, he finds us down, defeated. Do you think that pastor would be happy with this? We've lived glories within the Church of God. Glorious moments.
Healings
of cancers. People who were going to be healed, that they were healed from the legs. You can't count the healings done in this church. Not us, but God. God does all those healings. God is the one who does it. So my question is, do we go back, or do we go forward, or seeking a greater glory? If we continue with this uneasiness, well, we know we go there on Sunday, I'm going to leave, until next Sunday. Is that our whole Christian life? Is that what our God expects from us? Do you think that's what God expects from us? On Wednesdays we have four attending. Having said that, this Wednesday, prayer meeting is here again in the church. And I'm going to get firm with this. Whoever doesn't partake in prayer, we're not going to be able to partake in praise, worship, or ushers. What is our life of
worship?
You know, you see people, they open their mouth, and you know the moment you see where they are. It's not a complaint, but something for you to recap and think, what am I doing? If the Lord comes today, am I going? Look, I don't believe that we are saved, always saved. At least we don't believe that in this congregation. Not that we have to do works, because we're not saved by works either. But faith without works is death. The same love, the same faith, the same that we have in our hearts for God, it's what makes us do what we have. How many of us do this? Don't put up your hands, because I don't want to put anybody on the spot. From the beginning of the month this year, I have been fasting. I have gone through this, and I will continue. I would like there to be 5 or 10 people to come together and pray together and stay there in fasting. Yeah, it's very difficult. It's very difficult. I promised the Lord to go into fasting for 21 days. I fasted, and until He answers me, I don't come out. Brother, we need to do something. Daniel prayed 3 times
a year.
He prayed. And he had answers from God. We pray, sometimes we don't have an answer. But it's because of that. Because we don't have consistency. How many read the Word? How many?
It's terrible.
Sometimes I feel let down. I don't know how to reach out to you. I thank God that we had a business here today that I can speak freely at home. We need something. We need to have a life of searching.
estamos haciendo una vana religión.
Because without it, we're doing the vain religion.
No es, no es,
this is not.
Es una vida consistente en Cristo.
A consistent life in Christ. How can we have revelation? How can we have word of God? How can we have that God speaks to us? Where are the prophets? They should be. They should be there in the church. Where are the apostles? The evangelists? If they were there, this church would be full. So I believe that we need to advance. We need to be able to walk in the sphere that God expects us to walk in the supernatural. Look at the supernatural. Without it, we're a dead church. But we need the supernatural. We need the power of God to manifest it in the church. In that time that we were praising and the demon resistance was manifest, because you felt the power of God. We need it. Yes. How many of you remember those who were there from the beginning? You know that's what it was. In the middle of the place. The demons would manifest.
En medio de la alabanza, había sanidades.
In the middle of the praises, there were healings.
¿Qué pasa?
What happened?
Es lo que pasa ahora.
What is happening now?
Yo sé que la falta, que nos hace falta nuestro pastor.
I don't know that we missed the pastor more than ever. But we need to continue.
Fue parte del legado que él dejó.
It was part of the legacy that he left us.
Fue parte de su.
You miss out hearing his voice, his authority to cast out demons? Because he had the authority. But you know why he had that authority? Because he was a man of prayer, a man of fasting, a man that searched for God. In spite of the fact that he took 15 tablets a day, he took what he had to be able to do his fasting. Sometimes a coffee would go in and 15 tablets would go in and he wouldn't eat any more the rest of the day. And that's why I implore to you by the love of God,
brethren,
through the love of God, we need to go forward. We need to reach the
goal.
The worst enemy we have is our flesh. The people say, oh, it's the devil, it's the devil. But it's our flesh. Our flesh doesn't want to pay the price. Do you think that I love to shut myself out in the room and not eat? Sometimes my daughter is not there and I help her. But I have that consciousness that I have to do what I do. Because God demands it from me. It doesn't matter. If I have to do a fasting for 40 days, I will. But I want to see a manifestation of God among
us.
I want to see the Holy Spirit to move again like it used to before. Can you comprehend me? That's what I truly desire with all my heart. Not so you can say, oh, look at the church over there. It's because through the manifestation of the power of God is that the souls come to Christ. When they find healing, they come to Christ. Yes or no? Look at the testimonies.
Where
the Holy Spirit does tremendous healings. And people go to that place, searching God, searching healing, and they take God with them.
No sé, hermano, era algo que tenía en corazón. Le doy gracias a Dios, sabe cómo hacer las cosas.
That's something that I had in my heart, and I thank God because He knows how He does things. Because I thought perhaps if we have visitors, I can't speak it freely. But it's us today. Those who are us, we have a free missing, but God knows. God knows all things. He knows what is the moment that He will speak to each one of us. And I ask you, brother, make an effort. Go and search for God. Cry out for Him. The Lord says, cry to me and I will answer. He doesn't answer because we don't cry out. I thank God for the youth, that in spite of heat, here they are praising and worshiping. It is worthy for us to keep it in mind. They do it to them. We do it into praise, into worship. I hope, brothers, that we truly awake. I think that perhaps to react is the word. Do you know that we're not right? What are we doing? Are we right? May the Holy Spirit not be saddened in us, that our heart won't be hardened. Because after our heart is hardened, it's tremendous to be able to retake the place. I think that we've all gone through valleys of shadow, of death. We've all gone through it. We've all gone through those lows as Christians. But the important thing above all is that we love God and we need to thank God. We need to seek. We need to seek and be in fellowship with Him. To seek and be filled with the Holy Spirit. That's another one of our questions. How many here have not received the Holy Spirit? And you know, the Holy Spirit to receive power for the service, power to do the works that God wants us to do. So what we have to do, that was one of the goals that I purposed to do the first Saturday of the month, to have a service of praise and worship, so that you can also praise and worship as well, that they may be filled with the Spirit, to take them to the fullness of the Spirit. Because if we're not full of the Spirit, then it's all in vain. It's all pointless. Because we don't serve. And so today, I'm not going to make a call. I know that you're tired. I know that you may be feeling weak. But we're just going to ask the team here to worship. To worship with what you feel. And that we may just meditate, to think about, to contemplate what we've spoken. Contemplate what God wants to tell us. Let's not lower our heads and let it happen. It's for each one of us. That's the word that I want to share with you. It's too much. It's pain. But also, of joy to know. The Lord says, that no matter what the disease with me is,